Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. So we are back from California. We had an amazing live event last week, over 150 people there, and holy crap, honest to goodness, that was the first digital event we've done, or virtual event, right? It was live, but no one was, you know, we had COVID, so no one, not, we didn't have COVID, but we had the COVID in the world, so no one was there. And holy crap, I was shocked at how well it went. All right, we really appreciate the crap out of you guys and what amazing people we served and lives were changed. We want to do a little tiny bit of a vibe like that here. So Vanita says, hey, so what we're going to do is ask me anything, whatever you want. I've got some questions from the Facebook group I'm going to start with, but if you are joining me live and you put a question in that I think is super amazing, we will get you on the show. And Lindsay, if you are here, if you see a good question on Instagram, throw it on Facebook because it's hard for me to keep up on the Instagram stuff. All right. So the first question I had from Brooke Wilson, what's the best way to implement my training system? I've taken bits and pieces from what I've learned over the years, but it feels like it takes weeks or even months to get a new person to the point where I'm comfortable leaving them. First of all, Catherine and or Daniel Thamert in the house. Love those two human beings. They're so amazing. All right, so here's the trick with training system. Most of the time, the problem that we have is we're focusing on the wrong thing. Oh, and we're starting to get some questions in the chat, so I'll get to you guys as soon as I can. I'll start putting them on the thing here. So the problem is we focus on cleaning and not core values, right? It really matters who the person is and what they believe in first and foremost. So, and the crazy thing is we can't really train core values, right? Like for us, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help. And I could yell, scream, beg, pay more, threaten, do whatever I want to do, and still probably not do a good job getting people to be that, right? However, almost anyone can learn how to clean. So the problem is, I think we focus on being the best cleaner ever, right? And I've shared the story before. The wealthiest hamburger maker in the world is probably McDonald's, right? The best hamburger maker in the world is probably some unknown guy in Texas that makes a mean burger and is broke. We really want to be consistent, right? So we've got to move from I'm magic and I clean better than anyone in the world, and that's what my clients want. Your clients don't, it's not that they don't want that, but they really want consistency and a result and to feel a certain way and they would come home and to have control over their life and feel like they know what's going on. So the best way to implement a training system is to first and foremost hire people that share your core values. Second of all, to focus on a consistent clean that gets your clients what they really want, which is to feel good when they come home and feel in control of their lives, not getting every morsel out, and to kill forever this belief of I'm magic and I clean a certain way and no one else cleans like me, which makes us feel good for the ego, but not great when we want to get out of the field. Which brings me to a celebration. Daniel just said, I have good news. Catherine is out of the field for good. Guys, gals, that is why I'm getting goosebumps. That is why we do what we do, right? It is super fun to help people make more money and hire more people and grow and all that sort of stuff. But time freedom. I know the Thamerts have kids and I'm just so proud of you guys and gals. So I love everything we're doing is systems to make sure that we have a business, not a job. Oh my gosh, Catherine's like, you've changed my future thanks to the massive mind shift from the event last weekend. My pleasure, Catherine. And again, that's kind of what we need to be able to, we need those 3 days together to really dive into something. And we had such an amazing event. I wasn't sure if we're going to do another one because it was so much work, but it was so good. We'll probably do one. I'm hoping not till January because there's so much work, but if you guys freak out and want one sooner, let me know and we'll do one sooner. All right. Couple questions. Perfect one by Tara Max says, or MC. I'm not sure. I think it's MC. Do you think cold calling is effective? That's a good question. I kind of have two schools of thought on that. Yes, it's effective for what it is, but I'm not going to coach folks to do it forever, right? So cold calling is kind of like going up to strange girls in the world and go, hey, want to go on a date? Hey, want to go on a date? I'm probably going to get smacked in the face a couple of times. But if I ask 100 girls if they want to go on a date, good chance some girl will go, yeah, sure, why not? So if all I care about, I don't care about my time or the quality of the girl or anything else, I just need to get some people, then yeah, cold calling can be super effective. The problem with it is it's not scalable, right? I don't want you as an owner to cold call. That's for daggum sure, because it'll just beat you up and it's just too much work. I mean, you can hire people to cold call. The problem is that's a tough job to hire for, because you got to get 99 no's for one yes. And typically it's low wage, 10, 15 bucks an hour. So you've kind of got a high, you can't pay a lot. It's a hard job. So just even managing cold telemarketers can be expensive and frustrating. So yes, it can be effective. My preference is to get clients to come to you. So cold calling also is kind of a proactive, I got to go to them. That's not what I coach you to do. Like this podcast here and the event that we did, we put on stuff, we try and create things that are of massive value to our prospects and our clients and our community. And then you guys come to us and ask for help. That's really what we teach. So cold calling is the opposite of that. It absolutely can work and it can be effective. It's just not something I'd coach all together. Steve says, my team's out of the field today. Felt good to make my kids breakfast. Good call. I love, love, love that we are taking charge and understanding that. So again, the best training I could probably give any of you guys, our business is here to serve us. We are not here to serve it. So as soon as we get confused on that, it can get wonky. All right. The next question I had is, how do I get government jobs? This is from Jennifer Weinberg in the Facebook group. I'm registered code, DUNS number, et cetera, since I'm a small business, minority owned. I feel like there could be some good opportunities. I just don't know where to begin. Help. All right. So here's the deal. And sadly, this is something I know from my own knucklehead experience. The government does a bunch of, so I'm always coaching people to not do, stay away from stuff that feels like we're getting stuff done, but we're not getting anything done, right? When we first start our business, there's a lot of like, oh, I'm going to make my logo, and I'm going to build a website, and I'm going to get my office furniture, and I'm going to go buy office supplies, and I'm going to, you know, kind of do all these, I'll file for my LLC, and I'll open a bank account, and I'll get insurance, and not that some of these aren't important and need to be done. The problem is when we start tricking ourselves thinking we've actually done something important when we're just futzing around with this paperwork stuff. The government is great at that, right? They set up a bunch of rules of, you know, do this, fill out this form, get certified in this and get this designation, but it's all for nothing, right? I hate to say it. We've done millions of dollars of work for, you know, government contracts. And yeah, if you can get, but they fool you into thinking like, oh, if I just have the small minority owned, this, that, everyone's a minority, right? Like we're like, oh, we'll trick them. I'll put it in my wife's name and she's a minority. It doesn't do that big a deal. Everybody has it. So what we really want is to understand who our customer is and what their pain is. So if you really want to focus on government, first of all, government's a pain in the neck. So I wouldn't do one government job. I would focus all my efforts on government. Their real pain is finding people, is covering their butt, frankly. So it's finding people that fit their bid criteria. And so it's a bunch of reading hundreds of pages of bid documents, finding out exactly what insurance they need, exactly how many supervisors you have to have on the job, what font the bid needs to be in, when it's due, all that sort of nonsense, and complying perfectly, finding out. Sometimes it'll be based just on price, which isn't something I'd recommend you go on. Sometimes it'll be weighted, like 20% on price, 30% on credentials, 40%, you know, find out exactly what they want. The good thing with the government is they'll tell you exactly what they want and do that. So don't be fooled by the whole like, oh, I'll get a bunch of credentials. And once the government says this, you know, because they kind of want you to believe like once you sign up for all this garbage, you know, I think it's just for their numbers, right? So they could be like, we've got a million minority owned people that but they don't support anyone. So when we think the government's going to make us rich, they're just like anyone else. They need value before they can give you value. So the way to begin would just be to get on a bunch of bid lists, read a bunch of bids, turn in 1,000 bids, and just be ready to get your head handed to you, because I promise you, on the government stuff, especially for the larger contracts, there's people that's all they do, and they know these contracts a lot better than you. And oftentimes with the government, you can win a bid by being the lowest bidder, and then you do the work and you find out, oh, that's why I won. So be really careful with the government. Big thing is read the bids carefully, know exactly who they are, what they want, and I would not focus on all their stupid designations and stuff. That's fine. Get a cage code, do all that, but that's not going to get you a job, sadly. All right, John Zapata Restrapo, one of our next level members now, if I'm not mistaken, and ambassadors of the event and overall great human being, says, what funnels, lead banks, or trends are you seeing to work to attract commercial clients? That's a tough one, because honest to goodness, it's really, there's no such thing as a commercial client. There's just niches, right? So what's working for a car dealership may or may not work well for a golf course, which may or may not work for medical, which may or may not work for a mortuary, which may or may not, you know, you can go on. And for government, they're all very different. So the way I would answer that question, John, is to literally do what we teach you in our training. Do some perfect prospect pain conversations. Find out what they really, really want. And just so all of you guys know, when you do a perfect prospect pain conversation, 80% of the time they're going to go, we want the most cleaning for the least money, right? That's what they think they want, just because they've been educated, right? So it's our job to educate them, go, great, most cleaning, least money. So we don't want uniforms. We don't want workers' compensation. We don't want liability insurance. We don't want training. And they're going to go, oh, wait, we want all this stuff. Oh, okay, so you don't really want the most cleaning for the least money, because the most cleaning for the least money is me to just hire a homeless person to come in there and, you know, with a rag and some hope, right? That's going to be the most cleaning for the least money. So really the answer to that, John, is I wish I had, if, trust me, if I had the simple answer of like, here's the lead magnet that works all time for everybody, I would promise I'd be giving that to you guys. I don't have it. So really is the better question, John, might be what funnel or lead magnet will work for my client? And I could make something up, but the best way is to ask your client, right? And the other thing, guys, gals, is test a bunch of crap, right? We do webinars, we do 3-day events, we do these lives, we do YouTube podcasts, paid traffic. We do a lot of stuff. We tested a lot of stuff and a lot of it doesn't work. So the short answer is, John, ask your folks what they want and give it to them and test a bunch of crap. All right. Oh man, Efren Christopher says, best thing that ever happened to me was finding you on YouTube, change our lives. Man, I so appreciate you. And yeah, I feel so blessed at the event. We had so many people that were just, lives are changing, and we appreciate that we can be a small part of that, but it's really you guys. So Efren, hopefully the value that we bring brought you value, but the reality of the situation is you did the work. You were the committed one. You were the one looking for people on YouTube. You were the coachable guy. Appreciate the crap out of you. All right. Lindsay says, lovely locks 82 on Instagram, would like to know how to access government bids. So again, I'm going to answer the question, but I'm not a huge fan of the government stuff because honest to goodness, the government stuff is, it's just tough. So, and again, just like I was talking with John when I'm like, you know, he's like, you know, hey, what's a good lead magnet for commercial? And I'm like, there is no such thing as commercial. It's smaller than that. Really the same things with government. There is no such thing as government. There's local government, there's county government, there's city government, there's state government, there's federal government. There's lots of different, there's FBI, there's lots of different stuff. So the problem with the government is you can waste a wall of time. So I wouldn't recommend people starting with the government. I'm not saying you can't make money on government. We've done well with the government. It's very risky, right? Because it can take you 3 or 6 months to get your first bid because they want people that have already done the work, and you can make big fat mistakes on the government stuff. So where to access government bids, it depends on which government. The state's got, I'm sure, a website that talks about all their RFPs. They've got, there's cities, there's counties, there's federal. And each of those have their own different place. I'm sure if you go online, there's some aggregate places that you can pay for a fee and they'll kind of like let you find all the bids from all the different stuff. But again, I think a lot of people don't want to learn how to market properly. So like, I'll just sell to the government. The problem is when you don't want to learn how to market or attract the right customers, you get the leftovers. And with the government, there's people that have been doing it for a long time that are qualified for the good big bids. If you haven't done any government work, you're not qualified for the good big bids. So you're going to get the leftover bids and probably get your butt handed to you. So again, if you're like, I'll just do this because it's easy. Well, that's what everyone else is going to do. That's where none of the margin is, right? When you find out what surgery centers want and what kind of specialized cleaning they need, or people during COVID that are need special stuff, and you're like, hey, I'll get that specialized training. I'll figure out a way to bring more value. That's how you get the better clients. All right. And then Joanna says, a lady actually told me she wants me to clean for the same price as the person that doesn't even clean her home. She said the Mexicans in California are great. Yeah, I get that all the time. People are like, oh, we want cheap, cheap, cheap. That's fine. You just got the wrong person, right? Our training is not cheap. And there's a lot of people that are like, that's too expensive. That's fine. We're not looking for them, right? They can go get coaching from the hobo under the bridge. We invest our time and our talents, and we hire the best of the best of the best and the people that are really committed to getting change. So it's easy to go, there's people out there that won't pay for anything. Yeah, that's fine. Just don't talk to those people, right? I promise you, there's people that we hear it all the time. Your coaching's too expensive. You're whatever. And then we hear it from other people. You changed our lives. Thank you. We just focus on the people whose lives we can change. So don't worry about the people that are like, I got some illegal alien or someone that's not here legally to work under the table for a nickel. That's not who you're trying to get, right? Same with the whole COVID thing. People are like, oh, the government's paying as much as I am. I have to compete with the government. You're not competing with the government for the wrong people, right? None of my team during this whole COVID thing is like, well, I could do nothing to get paid the same from the government because they care about you guys. They love you guys. They're down with our cause. They want to be here. So and if they did, I go, great, get the heck out and don't come back when the COVID's gone, because that shows that you're not, I'd replace them with someone that really wanted to serve. So we're not competing with people that are, you know, under the table, 1099 when they're really W-2, hiring illegal people that aren't legal to work, not providing them with insurance, all this sort of stuff. You don't have to compete with them. There are people that want that. You just don't compete with them, right? it's like Mercedes doesn't go, well, there's a key, you know, there's a car in Mexico you can buy for $900. That's not a Mercedes. They're not competing with them, right? Okay. Renee said it perfectly. You get out of the program what you put in. Program is amazing. Yes, that kind of goes for life, people. You get out what you put in, right? So if you're like, I'm lazy, I don't want to do anything, I want magically things to happen for me, you're going to have a really hard time in life. And that's why I don't like the government thing. We're like, oh, if we just get this, if I just get on the right list and just get, you know, the right certification because I'm minority owned, then everything will be great. I just put more effort into marketing. Renee nailed it. You get out of the program slash life what you put in. Absolutely true. All right. Seca says, what's a good technique to start owning a company and not working for it? Big shout out to Seca. That's a really good question, by the way. The caliber of coaching I can give to you guys is really dictated on the caliber of questions that you ask. How do I get out of working in my company, start working on it, is a high caliber question. That's a bigger question. I would like to run the business and not continue working since working takes me away from growing. Second thing that's good. So first, you're asking good questions. Second, you're identifying that working goes this way and growing is this way, right? Someone at the event said their spouse told them, I thought it was so smart. Like, you can't grow your company with your head in the toilet. So correct. So Seca is absolutely on. I also have a hard time finding people who can take over. Okay. So the best technique to start owning and stop working is to create a core values. Is to identify your core values and all the stuff we teach in our clean profit method. And you can go to growmycleancompany.com. There's actually a free kind of on-demand training that goes over the big fundamentals that they get you up to speed quick. So go to growmycleancompany.com, check out that free training. But the first thing you need to do is understand your core values and start communicating to your team. And if you don't have a team, just still be clear on them. Second, we need to start building a core values-based client attraction system. So a lot of times we have a hard time finding people who can take over because we think, I give you money and you give me great service. But that's not always the case. Honestly, they can find money elsewhere, right? When we're paying 10, 15 bucks an hour, generally there's 1,000 jobs that can get 10 or 15 bucks, just like we talked about with the government, right? So the trick is we want to have a core values-based hiring system where they're down with our cause, right? The people that come to our team, they love having fun, making money, being real and helping out, right? Lindsay, I think she's on with us here. Our event was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. When we first took her on, it was kind of an 8 to 5 Monday through Friday thing. But I remember she was on a call. She's Eastern. We were in San Francisco. We had a call, a review call, like 6:30 our time, 9:30 at night. Lindsay's on the daggum call. She works Saturday. Zero complaints because she cares so much about you guys. That's the kind of people we can put in charge, right? So Seca, I would get real clear on your core values, attract people that share those core values and are down with your cause, and trust them. Get the heck out of their way, right? Be okay with it. You got to kind of give people the opportunity to fail before they can succeed, right? All right, so unless I get some other questions in the chat on Facebook, I'll end with this one. Denise says, be committed to the program. Don't kill yourself for years like I did. So glad to have you in, Denise. We've got a lot of folks that were at the live event just kicking butt and taking names. And yeah, we had so many people sign up for the live call. We had our first call Tuesday. After the call, it was like 5 hours long because we had so many people that were kicking butt and just wanted to share their wins. And it was awesome. Time flew, believe it or not. Okay, Martinez Fatima says, I'm a solo cleaner looking to get small offices to clean. Do I need training? How and where can I start looking for this contract? Thank you. So again, I want to share with everybody, it's much more important. So sure, cleaning is fine. Sometimes I think we overvalue it into like it's brain surgery or something. It really isn't. We can teach anyone to clean. Certainly with COVID, we want to invest some time in understanding sanitization and disinfectant, but that's fairly low wage work, right? You can get someone that's an expert certified, you know, you can go to ISSA and they'll certify in this and that and all sorts of cleanings for floor work and all that. Even then, the best cleaner with all the certification might be worth 15, 20 bucks an hour, right? So yes, I'd like training, but I'd much, much, much rather have you have training in how to run a business, how to do client attraction than all the technical stuff. So again, we don't coach you to do any of the cleaning, right? If you're just starting, maybe you clean for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month, just so you know what to expect and what it feels like and how long stuff should take and how you can help systematize and things, but that's not something you want to be doing long-term. So yes, first of all, I love that you guys and gals are understanding that you need to invest in your own training and your own personal growth because that's the best investment you can make, right? Everything else we're going to buy is going to rot and die and go away. The only thing we kind of keep forever is the investment we make in ourselves. So I would probably put 10 to 15%, if I'm just starting, 10 to 15% of my training into cleaning, 80-85% into growing a business. And I'd probably split that in half between leading a team and attracting the right clients. And the question he asked Martina was, how and where can I start looking for contracts? I want to encourage you to maybe upgrade that question and ask, how and where can I give value and make people's lives better? That goes so, so much faster, right? So as opposed to being like, hey, who can I get money from? Who can serve me? We want to turn it around and go, who out here needs help? And with the COVID and people trying to open up and trying to protect their employees and their customers, there's a lot of people that need a lot of help. So for all of you guys and gals just starting or wanting to get better at marketing, the question is not, where can I get the most money for the least time or anything like that? It's who absolutely needs help and how can I bring value? I promise you start bringing value, you'll get more, right? And again, the event we just did is a perfect example. We spent 80 grand to put on that event. I think we made 20 or 30 grand in ticket sales. So technically it was a loser, but we enrolled 20 some clients. We had a massive amount of the people that wanted more help and it became a very, very profitable event. But more than that, we got to serve and it was awesome. Even if we had broken even at that event, the amount of service we were able to do was amazing. So I think we're way over on time. I think I got all the questions. For those of you guys that are like, yes, 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 1000% yes, or especially if you miss the event and you're like, man, I still need help and you're not going to do another event for months, but I need help now. I can't wait. We've got an opportunity for you. If you want to do a, we call a scale session, we have coaches that will jump on a call with you and really look at where you're at now and where you want to be, right? Because if you're just starting, your problems are going to be a little different than if you're like, I got customers, but I got to get out of the field. I'm cleaning all daggum day, right? Or if you're out of the field, but you're like, I'm still working 50 hours a week. I'm just not cleaning. I just need to scale. All of those are going to be kind of a different tact and you're going to need to focus on different things. So we're going to help you look at what's possible in terms of time freedom, in terms of money freedom, not only over the next 90 days, but over the next 12 months based on who you're serving, where you're at now. We're going to look at your client attraction, your pricing, your hiring, your staffing, what's working, what's not, identify all the opportunities and the obstacle. Typically, there's one or two big things that have been holding you back. We're going to identify all of that on one call and map out an action plan to help you have more fun, help more people, make more money, and do it all a crap more time quicker. You'll leave the session feeling clear, feeling confident, excited about scaling your company, loving your company again. You can grab a time right now at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We have a whole team of people ready to kick butt and help you get the business and the life that you want. Go there now, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We'll do everything we can to help you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.